Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and my guest today is Fassi Amorsa, a New Zealand writer, director and actor. In this interview, we discuss the stage show Upu, which is opening in Wellington as part of the Kia Mo Festival in mid-June. I was fortunate enough to see Upu last year in Auckland, and it's an incredible showcase of Māori and Pacific poetry performed by a fantastic cast. Fassi Amorsa directed this play, but I'm also... Now, of course, Fassi and I discuss how he directed this play and what's in it, but I also managed to sneak in a question about his appearance in the American sitcom Young Rock, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Fassi, really nice to talk to you this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, we're talking about Upu. Now, I saw this last year and was blown away by it. An amazing show here in Auckland. You're taking it to Wellington. So I'm just wondering if you could tell people who may not know much about it what the show is about and what the inspiration for it was.
So Upu is a collection of poetry that's been written by oceanic poets and performed by some of our best Māori and Pacific actors. So it's like it's a collection of poetry performed, but it's been curated by Grace Taylor. And then I've gone through and sort of given it a bit of a sort of a narrative kind of flow. And then it's just executed brilliantly by our actors.
Now, myself, I saw it, as I say, last year. It comes across as a play. So for people who are not sure about what poetry spoken is like in a theatre, they may have all sorts of views, but it is actually like a drama in many respects, even though these are individual stories.
Yeah. And the inspiration for it really was... Sorry, there's my kid growing in the beginning. The inspiration for it really was that I don't really sort of read poetry. But I do watch people perform things, so I thought I want to join those two dots, and get some good actors to perform really good poetry.
For you, what was the draw card of directing this, and why do you think these stories are important?
I think because a lot of our sort of superstar Pacific, Māori Pacific poets, their work gets published and then it sits on a shelf.
Yeah.
And unless you're the sort of person that goes and pulls the book off a shelf, you may never access it again. And I thought there's so much gold sitting on the shelves that it really deserves to be taken off the shelf and brought back to the people, really. So, and I thought, I do feel like actors can really bring, you know, the element is performance. So I thought, let's just marry really good writing with really good performance and then get some cool designers to, you know, to bring it to life through light and set and then make a show out of that. And hopefully people will, you know, rediscover these poets.
Definitely.
It'll give hope to a new generation of oceanic writers to go, actually we're part of a long line of storytellers and Pacific people who work with the English language as a medium. And so there's a long tradition of that in New Zealand. So, you know, hopefully encourage younger writers to feel like they're not alone when they're making poetry at home or at school or with their friends, you know, that they're part of a very healthy and long tradition of that art form in New Zealand.
I know for myself, sitting in that audience, you know, being Pākehā, it was really wonderful to see aspects of the culture or even some of the history that I hadn't heard of before. Mm-hmm. I particularly remember the one about spam.
Oh, right, yes.
And I actually love spam, and I hadn't eaten it for many years, but it was in that audience, and when I got home, I had to go and buy a tin of spam because it was that evocative for me. And yeah. And I think that there's a universality to these stories as well as a specific cultural aspect to them as well.
Yeah, and also just giving sort of voice to different, you know, the Pacific is normally sort of referred to as like one sort of homogenous thing, but there's many, many different viewpoints and attitudes that are from the Pacific. So we thought, you know, if we cast the net wide enough and get like different voices speaking, you know, to their own issues from around the whole oceanic, you know, area, you realize that we're actually quite a spread out lot of people. And for me, it was like one of the first iterations of the show we did, there was a poem in there called Eating Dark Chocolate, Watching Paul Holmes' Apology. And I was like, I'd never, it was so cool to hear somebody's perspective of an of an incident or of a thing, you know, like, and here a specific angle on what thing, you know, a specific angle on the issues. So sort of to chuck in the mix.
And also the balance between things that were very funny and things that were bordering on tragic. And a really nice mix with it. Now, you are minding your child, so I'm conscious of time, but I did have one question that's not related to this production. I was just you worked alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Rock. So I just wanted to ask you about that, and what was that experience like?
It was really cool. You know, like, it's every actor's sort of dream to land at, like, a big American show, you know, mainly because the money's good. Yeah, so it was really fun, although we shot in Brisbane under COVID conditions. So normally with the big American productions, that you hear stories from other actors that have, you know, had that experience, and it's always big and lavish and extravagant, you know, you know, craft services table and all those sorts of things. But when we got to Brisbane, they were shooting under COVID conditions. So it was more like shooting in New Zealand, where you get oranges and muesli bars on set. And I was like, next time, hopefully we get to have the chocolate fountain that everyone's been talking about when they get to work on these American shows. But no, it was good. Got to meet a lot of cool American actors, and yeah, it's still quite buzzy to think that you know, I'm sharing the screen with one of the most famous Samoans in history and the biggest current celebrity.
That was Fussy Amosa. Please visit my website, andrewwhiteside.com, for more interviews and other great content. And while you're there, sign up for my regular newsletters, which are chock full of goodness. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.